Good morning, it's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. Oh yes, we are now one day away from Halloween. I'm so excited.
I'm excited too.
This is one of my favorite days of the year, even though I feel like as a grown adult, I can't trick-or-treat as much as I used to, especially the fact that I don't have kids.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I just want to have kids so I can go out trick-or-treating on Halloween.
I know. Well, what was funny is because I was going through the grocery store yesterday, and I was tweeting, so I was like, you know, now I live by myself in an apartment. There's a lot of kids there, and I tweeted like, hey, what kind of candy do your kids like? Because I want to be the cool neighbor that has like the awesome candy. Because you don't want to be the lame one. Because I remember when I was a kid, I felt like I always got the lame candy. And my little sister, she was 5 years younger and apparently cuter, got the better one. So I used to steal it from her.
You stole candy?
Yeah,
Come on, Rachel.
Hell yeah, I did.
Aren't you supposed to be like the bigger sister trying to show her the way? Then you're showing her the way by stealing her candy. What would you steal from your sister, Kim?
Like the purple Jolly Ranchers. Because I was like, Mom, she's like 7. She shouldn't be eating these. They're dangerous.
Yeah,
and I would just take
really
them. Yeah, because I was like 12, 13 years old, and I was like, she's got no need for these. Oh, Reese's Cups? Cool.
Meanwhile, it's Rachel's in the corner smashing purple Jolly Ranchers.
Which completely explains why I was a chubby kid and my little sister stayed skinny the whole time.
No.
So, karma came and got me, though.
See, this is what's going to happen. I'm an only child, so I got to be really selfish with my candy. It was all me. My mom, not a big candy person. She's like, Kyle, you enjoy that candy.
Nice.
But here's the thing. When you have siblings, I realize this here in Utah and other people, like, people go to battle over candy, especially if you have siblings in the family.
It is like the Hunger Games
and
for the candy.
Yeah, it is the Hunger Games for the candy. Ironically, the next movie is coming out here very soon.
Uh-huh.
But then parents, I think, are just as bad. You know, the parents want the candy, too, from their kids.
But, I mean, it's not like they're out being able to get candy for themselves. They're walking with the kids. They're doing a lot of that work, making sure everyone is safe. I honestly don't blame the parents because that's probably one of the joys for me now that my mom used to do. She used to get awesome candy because she knew that there'd be a lot left over and she would just go all in. So I'm going to do that this year.
Hey, good morning. Are you admitting that you're a candy thief?
Oh, my God. I'm still a candy thief.
Are you?
Yes, I have my own philosophy. I feel that if I'm walking around the neighborhood getting candy, I'm going to get some candy back.
Right, I mean, she's walking around doing all the work, so I mean, I think that you should get some, too.
Wait a second, do you steal candy from your kids?
Oh my God, I do. I do, I'm not gonna lie, I do.
That's why parents say we need to check your candy, let's be real. Okay, the parents are checking your candy? Hell no, they're not. They're finding the dark chocolate and they're finding the Smarties.
What's your go-to candy that you try to get?
Snickers and Milky Way.
Yeah, Snickers and
Milky Way.
And I don't know what it is about the mini candy that you see all the time
for
Halloween.
It's so much more delicious.
I don't know what it is, but it does make it taste better.
Michelle, my mouth's watering.
Hey, Michelle, we appreciate the call. You have a wonderful Halloween and safe trick-or-treating, okay? And I hope you get all the Snickers you could ever ask for.
All right, you too. Thanks, guys.
All right, bye.
239-1009 Halloween tomorrow night. We want to call if you are a candy thief. Time to confess, candy thieves. It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.